This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody that's out there working in the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, out on the highways and byways, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done. Don't forget about that. You got to get your mail, got to get your letters delivered, and there you go. Now, also, want to talk about the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. They don't get enough love, so next time you see one, give them a little toot of the horn, wave at them. Now, you've also got the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers, too, to say howdy to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, and Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. It's Captain's America Third Watch.com. And remember, you can always hear us streaming 24/7. The show streams over and over and over again until the next new one comes on. Then a live show is played over there on the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, if you can't get it any other way. And, of course, we have the honor and the privilege 2 days a week, Tuesday and Thursday, of talking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of the Military Matters show. And he is with us right now. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. All right, boys and girls, time to calm down. All right, here we go. There, it's a little cold outside. They wanted to get in inside quick anyway, right? So there you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you've been doing a little research on a story over in England. I'm going to just kind of lay down the footwork here for a second. It was destined for Iranian nationals in the United Kingdom. It originated from Pakistan and arrived on a flight from Oman. A source said the race is on to trace everyone involved. The package suspected of being smuggled into the UK-based Iranians arrived in the hold of a passenger jet, and specialist scanners detected a potentially lethal uranium that was in it as it was ferried to a freight shed, triggering alarms. Wow.
Yeah, Captain, and to those that may think we're overstating this, the first thing I noticed as I checked this out, that this which was discovered on the 29th of December,
yep,
was how very cavalier and offhand the reporting by the BBC and Reuters was on this. It wasn't until I found the Telegraph report on this that they did, as we're doing right now, to talk about the real gravity and the potential of what this means. Yeah, this it brings to light a couple things. One is the propensity in recent years of the media, particularly the mainstream media, to put more stock in managing public reaction to things than they are to bring to light government action and inaction on things that might pose potential threats to the public. That is troubling, but that's a side note to this worth noting. But the fact that we are able to discover that there were some potential things here is almost like the initial reports were very much like saying, well, the mule launched by a cartel from Mexico across the border that we captured in El Paso, he only had a little bit of fentanyl with him. It was only enough to potentially kill 1,000 American citizens, which is ludicrous. And it's very much like that, you know, to downplay it and say, well, it was just a very small amount, but to bring to light, as the Telegraph did, to say, hey, potentially this one may have, A, have been a trial run because this is on the cusp of border force strikes. The security personnel, those that weren't on strike that discovered this and electronic means that discovered this, we might have gotten lucky.
Yeah.
And it might have been just a trial run to see how well the security systems were working. Fortunately, this was discovered. But you don't know what you don't discover. And the fact that this began in Pakistan, got on board a passenger flight out of Oman, mm-hmm, and then was bound for Iranian business, quote-unquote, in Britain, that begs so many questions and brings to light so many things where governments and the media have been very cavalier about the threat of the axis of evil, China, Russia, and Iran.
Yep.
Iran being a part of that. So that is very worrisome to me because it could have been provided for the manufacture of a dirty bomb, which could have caused great damage.
Yep.
To you.
Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and what you just heard, folks, you might hear a day or two from now somewhere, but we're talking about it today.
Over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, that means I get to tell you about Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S. Yep, Moss Nissan, all those dealerships, the Nissan dealerships and the brand new one, too, in Brooksville. Well, first of all, they have the exclusive home. They are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and all church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan. Now, don't forget, they also have the great program where you will get free oil changes and tire rotations with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own a vehicle, that's what you'll get along with it. Now, don't forget, they have dealerships in Crystal River, the big flagship store at 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Plus, they've got a dealer, Nissan and Acura, both on Florida Avenue, side by side in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the toll road right there. It's on the right side if you're going east. It's on the left side if you're going west. And you'll see it right there about 100 yards or so east of the ramp to get off the expressway. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. So check them out. Okay. We're going to go back to the line and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll finish up our conversation on this disclosure that they found there, the crate in England, but it was being shipped to, this is kind of interesting, it was being shipped to a United Kingdom Iranian business. It had an Iranian business there it was going to from Pakistan. Makes you wonder, you know, what the motives were here.
Yeah, Captain, a couple other things that came out from the Telegraph reporting are worth noting here. When it came within metal bars, because they're so expensive to ship those, they don't get sent over passenger planes as this was. They get sent over shipping containers. So that was an alarm bell right there. The other thing that's some alarm bell, of course, it was going to an Iranian registered business, and it was discovered on the same day that Tehran, the capital of Iran, sentenced a British-Iranian dual national to death on charges of spying for MI6, mm-hmm. You know, the British counterpart to CIA. And we know that the businesses to which were registered there that it was intended to go to have been questioned by MI5, British intelligence. No arrests have been made, and it is reported that MI5 is working with and doing investigations with their counterparts in Pakistan and Oman. You know, sometimes some of these other countries, you'd really never know how much work, how much good collusion you're getting with them on that. You got to work very hard to do that, and you wonder why wasn't it caught before this often. That's mm-hmm. the thing. But the other thing I'd like to tie it to, because it ties back to, because, you know, the United States intelligence has got to pay attention to this. We've just got to.
Yeah.
And I hope that we are. But last night, Brett Bauer on Fox interviewed the brand new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee,
Mike Rogers,
the standing Senate head of the Democrat head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And at the end of that interview, the thing that was most bothersome to me, which was when they were asked to say what they thought the most existential threats were, they correctly identified the Axis evil that we talked about. But what they did not do was they didn't mention the poor southern border, which is being exploited by the Axis of evil that we just talked about. That bothered me. And I think that that's something that needs to be mentioned. That's why I do it.
Okay, we've got a couple of calls. Let me go to caller number one. Backgammon Bob, is that you?
Yep. As me, Kim. As far as this uranium shipment, did they say the quantity was sufficient quantity to make a dirty bomb? Or was it something that might be used to make a nuclear weapon? And the second thing as far on that part is I saw where the general was complaining about how the Ukraine war was snapping up a lot of our military arms and stuff, and that we are not going to have enough for here in our country for our use unless we either ramp up production on these companies to get them to ramp up production, or we might have to cut back some on the Ukraine. All right, that's it, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Captain, two separate issues there. The first one, it was a small amount. It was low grade. It wasn't nuclear capable, but potentially, if it had been a little bit higher grade, it could be used in a dirty bomb, which could do incredible damage. And that's an ongoing threat right there. So, and that's what the initial reports. Those were not inaccurate. It didn't pose a huge threat. But the potential for what it could mean and what we don't know may have gotten through that we didn't detect, that is a concern. And not just in Heathrow, but here in the United States as well. So that's an issue. The second point he made, that's a great discussion right now with the Republicans taking over the House, because they are rightfully going to take a hard look at the disposition of all these arms and other military aid that we've provided to Ukraine. And the general's absolutely right. This is eating at the already suffering military capabilities of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Not so much the Bradleys that we did there, but the money, the effort, and the attention, the energy is going to enable Ukraine to fight its war, which we're fighting as a proxy war with Russia. That's a concern. So, the general is right. But the Republicans are right to call into question and make Ukraine and Zelensky accountable for where it goes, what it's doing,
mm-hmm.
and we need to take a hard look at what we're doing to what is the best way for us to enable the success of Ukrainians, perhaps short of harming our own national security.
Okay, we're going to take caller number two right now. I don't know exactly who this is, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric up in Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
You guys are doing well. Hey, real quick, you guys are talking about this story out of the Telegraph. Here's a situation, right? While it may be true, it came in through air and stuff. What was going in that article? it says that this shipment is highly unusual because shipments such as these usually come through on cargo container ships.
That's right.
Because it is much harder to detect, number one. Number two, since September 11th, all of Five Eyes, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, United States, and England, UK, have forward deployed nuclear testing, I forget the exact nomenclature, forward deployed to all these international hubs going in and out of these countries to pre-inspect all baggage and cargo coming in. And that also comes through way back in the Lockerbie bombing, which originated in Libya, that came through Malta. So all this stuff has been going on. Now, number three, this story was brought to light. This was allegedly found when there was a strike going on by security workers at Heathrow. Throughout all UK, there was a strike going on for 8 days. Now, this comes through during that time. Again, remember, it's highly unusual for this to go through. Someone's sending a message because it was also released on the same day that the Iranians sentenced to death a dual British Iranian citizen for espionage with MI6 is their covert operations over there. So this story is highly while it's interesting and stuff, I think the dirty bomb aspect is a red herring because, as we all know, and those have been involved in counterterrorism and scenario development, the best way to make a dirty bomb is not with uranium, it's with materials already readily accessible in the home country, such as americium that is found, believe it or not, in all things, smoke detectors, because there's much more volatile, much more caustic.
Okay, well, let the colonel answer, because...
Roger, thanks for that call, Jim.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, colonel.
Your astute caller highlighted the same article that I'm referring to, and what he added to that conversation was very good, where he talked about things that preceded this recent current event on the 29th of December, back to Lockerbie and all. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's correct to characterize it as a red herring, per se, not as we understand red herring right now. I mean, he is correct in his assertion about what is best to create either a nuclear weapon or a dirty bomb.
But it's not a red herring. It is, as I think you suggest, and as suggested in a Telegraph article, that this might have been a test or perhaps a distraction. We don't know that, but at least a test to see how well. And as I already pointed out about, this is on the heels of many are on strike, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
There were some that were not as a part of the strike right now, thank God.
Yep.
And the electronic surveillance system went on strike, so we caught this. Whether we're lucky or not, we don't know.
All right, Colonel, hang on. You're going to stick with us for another segment. Thank you very much for that. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. If you want to get involved, 877-969-8600. We're coming right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
The flights, man, they were delayed. I was supposed to leave at 8:45 from O'Hare, and it was like 12:15, then it was like 1:15. It was ridiculous. I got some you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible.
The United States and its allies are preparing for the next round of sanctions on Russia's oil industry. They will go into effect February 5th. The death toll from California storms rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, Saturday, I will be at the Largo Event Center here at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, Florida, for the Two Guys Gun Show that's going to be there. Now, Saturday, they're there from 9 to 5. They, of course, have the concealed carry class if you want to get involved in that. And obviously, it's not free to go there. It costs money to go there. But if you're a veteran, you get a discount. If you're active military, you get in free. If you're active law enforcement, you get in free. Same thing for fire department and first responders, EMTs, wear your uniform, get in free, or bring your ID and you get in free. And anybody 16 years and under, you get in free. That's the Largo Gun Show over there at 6340 126th Avenue North, and that'll be in the Largo Events Center. And Two Guys Gun Show, look forward to seeing you guys there. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, and you never know who's going to show up from the crew here. Never know who's going to show up. Okay. Back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, Colonel, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain, always.
Okay, I got a note handed me here from a caller. If Trump actually did all the things he's accused of doing, he could run as a Democrat.
You know, that's one of those things that is funny to hear, but sad because there's so true to it.
Yeah, I believe it. I absolutely believe that that's true. Okay, let's talk about our amazing air traffic system and what happened yesterday with the FAA. Now, I was on the air yesterday morning, and I got a little blurb that came across. It wasn't anything all that great because I don't think they realized how serious this was. But it talked about delays were starting to mount around the different airports and whatnot, and they mentioned the Northeast. So I read the little blurb the way it was. Come to find out, by the time I got home, it was the whole country pretty much had been shut down because of this computer system that went on the blitz. But I wonder if we got hacked yesterday.
You know, Captain, I taught in the classroom all day yesterday, and I picked up on this story before on the piece, so I always talk current events with my students. I taught this. The thing that astounded me, I did know that it was bigger than just what we were seeing here locally in Tampa and all that. Well, I got home. The thing that stunned me is that we didn't have any answers.
No.
We didn't know. And I thought, well, this is frightening. A whole day has passed on something that is pretty dang significant. And I'm like you. The unanswered questions are good. And the response from our know-nothing national spokesperson in the Biden administration,
yeah,
when pressed with questions on that and other things like the second trove of secret documents found in another Biden office. That is stunning to me. And you can't defend the indefensible. And even the mainstream media, which has gone to great lengths to be an arm of the Democratic Party and on the cabinet of the Biden administration, even they have got to come to terms with the unmistakable truths and questions that must be asked and answered about both what happened with the FAA yesterday as well as these secure documents that, the pot calling the kettle black, as it turns out, with the Mar-a-Lago raid on President 45 and his documents.
Well, we'll get into that now because I wanted to get the first one out there about Buttigieg, and he had that deer in the headlights look like he had no idea what was going on. but going to the other story here, location number two, I guess we'll call it, where they found more documents. What's amazing about this is Joe Biden, when this was going on, was the vice president of the United States. Now, it's my understanding from the people that I've talked to, the vice president is not supposed to be able to take anything that's classified anywhere other than where it's supposed to be held at. Can't leave the building with nothing. And he had two locations where he had classified material. That's a violation of the law, big time, more so than anything Trump ever did.
Yeah, and to listen to those that have been apologists for the administration and any errors that they have made, scramble to try to describe this as being as paling in comparison to being somewhat less than the documents and an ongoing investigation with President 45 Trump. That is amazing. But now, yeah, and the disparity, the two places where these documents have been found, maybe perhaps more to follow, we don't know. But one is, of course, associated with him and his role as vice president. And this last one is even more concerning, I think, because it was found in a place that was associated with furthering and raising money that may be associated with him, his run for the presidency and things like that as part of his PACs and all that. Now, that cannot be overseen, and that you cannot defend the indefensible. More to follow, as there ought to be.
Well, yeah, and again, as I said, the thing that's really mind-boggling and extremely disturbing about this is the vice president is not the president. He can't classify or declassify materials at all, and it never should have left the area it was at. He never should have had those in his possession.
Exactly. That's a good point, and that's something that escapes those that are being apologists for the who's now president, not then the president.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Eric is making a point here about maybe somebody's trying to get rid of him to keep him from running as president. Well, I happen to know something. I guess I'll release it right now. My sources are telling me that Susan Rice, Barack Obama, and Eric Holder are pulling the strings on all of this stuff we're hearing about with the classified materials, because guess who had a key to one of the buildings?
Oh, Eric Holder?
Susan Rice.
Susan, oh, well, that would follow, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Susan Rice.
Yeah, and these documents that are being released, the major media gave their positive spin to the story, so that until the second batch came out, now it's kind of like everybody's got their hands caught in the cookie jar. But they're trying to put pressure on Biden to get him to withdraw and not run for the presidency again in 2024. And they're also putting us out there to get rid of the Hunter scandal, which the new House members are just running around like a pack of wild dogs ready to pounce on Hunter Biden, which I think they should do that anyway.
Yeah, you know, that's not an inside the Beltway Democrat conspiracy theory I think you're talking about. It makes sense. It really does. Notwithstanding the mumbler-in-chief and his flirtations with announcing, not announcing that he'll run in 2024, it's been pretty clear for a while now, even without the Republicans taking over the House. But I think that cements the deal and hastens the efforts of those that are smarter than our current president by way of Barack Obama, Susan Rice, and Eric Holder. Not that their hands are clean in any of this stuff that preceded that, but now, nonetheless, they're smarter about that, and they know that he's in a bad position to do that, and he will hurt not just the run for president in 2024, but all efforts by the Democrats to maintain hold of the Senate and to take back the House. And so, hey, more to follow on this, but I think you're right, and I think it's reasonable to conclude that that those three folks, in with one another, and some more directly than the other, are trying very hard to make sure that there's somebody, not Biden, is the Democratic candidate for president in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, let's not forget that Susan Rice, of course, as I said, she had the key to one of those buildings, and the buildings, when they actually went into them, they were unlocked. They didn't have to do anything. They were unlocked, and this stuff was in plain boxes in plain sight, where all they could do is reach in and grab it.
we laugh, but, you know, every day something comes out that ought to be astounding. But it just makes you scratch your head and say, Lord, what are they thinking? Or in this case, not thinking.
Yeah, well, I'm beyond even trying to think of what they're trying to do. But anyway, the music's going to be coming up in my ear here in just about, oh, here it comes now a little bit. I really appreciate being able to talk to you about some different things here. And you're a wealth of information and a very good contributor to the show. And I appreciate everything you do, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and meeting with like minds and answering questions of folks out there. It's a highlight for my week to be on with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, always.
All right, you take care, and I'll see you again somewhere along the line. All right, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Military Matters, the show that he hosts, and you can find out more about the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Reno, Nevada on our new affiliates AM 1060 and FM 93.7. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and hello to Reno, hello to Denver, and hello to all of our affiliate stations. And, of course, we do appreciate Orlando and all the folks that we hear from every night. Matter of fact, we hear from drivers all across the interstates, all across the country. Heard from somebody up there near Greenville, South Carolina a little while ago, up there, Spartanburg. They were going into the BMW plant up there with the deliveries, and it was from down here. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are all about America there because all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And the great thing about them is they walk the walk, they talk the talk. They're just like you, they're just like me. They love America. And if you want to support somebody that loves America, get a hold of Dominic's Blinds and Decor. The other thing is, they will take care of you if you're outside the state. You need parts, you need pieces. Maybe you want to order blinds and you want to check them out. They'll tell you how to do all of that. I'm going to give you their phone number right now so you can call them. It's 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. You can call that number and chat with them. and they'll give you the official code. You get to their website and all that, and you can take it from there. And maybe you'll be able to buy something over the phone. They've done that quite a bit with people in the not-too-distant past future here. But remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Domrich Blinds and Decor. They're located, again, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You're going to love that. They're going to love that, too, because they're really good people. Now, before I go off here on a different tangent, I want to mention a couple things here. First of all, we've heard the Republicans talk about what it is they're going to be doing, and they've hit the ground running. Kudos to them for what they're doing. They've hit the ground running, and Steve Scalise, the four bills that he talked about, he's going after right off the bat. Defunding the 87,000 new IRS agents, establishing a committee on the weaponization of the federal government against the citizens, ending the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, oil sales to China, and holding the woke prosecutors accountable. They're already well on their way to doing that, and more, and more. And we need to get behind them and support them and let them know that we appreciate what they're doing, because they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. About time, huh? Imagine that. Somebody doing something that they said they were going to do. And all I can say to that is, amen, because it's about time. And the other thing that they did was, we heard about this long before they ever won the Congress, that they were going to get rid of the problem child group, if you will, which included Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Ilhan Omar. And probably there'll be another one or two mixed in there, too, that they've lost their cushy committee assignments. They're going to be in charge of the broom closet or something. No, I don't know what they're going to be doing, but they're not going to be. There's no way that Swalwell is going to be on the Intelligence Committee when he couldn't get a security clearance as a private citizen to go anywhere and do anything because of his association with a Chinese spy. Remember her? The one that he was camped out with, sleeping up with when he was married? Fang Fang was her name? Yep. Yep. That's a good way to watch your career dissipation light disappear and go off into the sunset. But Schiff, all Schiff did for 2, 3, 4 years was taunt and lie and threaten things. Well, I've got evidence. I've got evidence, and I can prove this and I can prove that. Yeah, he never had a thing. All he did was lie. He never had a thing. So you think Schiff is worthy of being on the Intelligence Committee or any of these other affluent committees? Of course not. And then you've got Omar. Now, what's her claim to fame? Well, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that she committed immigration fraud by marrying and then divorcing her brother to get him into the United States. She's also advocated for terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Hamas to be treated more fairly. Sure, that'll get you on the Intelligence Committee, won't it? Yep. Mm-hmm. So, these people, along with a few others, need to be taken off these cushy jobs they got because they don't deserve them. And that's exactly what's happening. And they're not going quietly, especially Swalwell. He was making some noise. Schiff, too, for that matter. They were making some noise yesterday, but that's all it is noise. These people are not very nice. And what they've done to this country is not very nice. And we can't forget that. We cannot forget that. We have to remember these people and what they've done. And then you got Jerry Nadler. He's another one. He could be put out to pasture, too, for the things he's done. And so can't Rashida Tlaib. I'm surprised she wasn't mentioned in this to begin with, because she's another one who is highly suspectful. The Palestinian person that supports the Palestinians, because she's one of them. And we just have to do a better job somehow of not allowing these people to get elected. I mean, my God, unbelievable the stuff that we do. But maybe somewhere along the line we'll wake up. Speaking of waking up, I hope that everybody right now is prepared for what you're about to hear, because we're about to have some fun. You never know, but here we go. Get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, you're not tough enough. People aren't tough enough for this. Okay, you're not mentally ready for. I'm talking about the 80 million people that voted for Donald Trump. You understand what we're up against? Okay, we're up against a corrupt government that turns on its own people. We're up against FBI and CIA that gave $3 million to try and tell Twitter what to put on the internet and what not to. By the way, you supreme crooks up there, you better take away their 451, whatever that is, so they can be sued, and they should be sued for libel, for slander, for lying to the American people. Okay, that protection is not there for the internet. That's number one. Number two, let me tell you, supreme crook, something else. You know, Wyatt Earp was a marshal. Okay, at one time there was a judge who was hanging everybody without any evidence. That's what should happen for the DC sick. You judges should be hung. These people are guilty of trespassing. You're treating them like they're murderers or something. Okay, the guy that ran over 63 people over there in Wisconsin, 63 Christians, hey, he should be hung for dead. He should be executed. And these people should be out of jail. Okay, that's how corrupt this government is. These judges are, and that's what we're up against. And like I say, you're not tough enough. You're not fighting hard enough. You're not. And let me tell this. Let me tell the new House members. I got no confidence. I'm glad that we're starting to make moves and we're exposing the corruption here. But the American, we're tired of this crap. We're tired of sending our money and sending you up there to the House to try and represent us, and then Mitch McConnell or somebody else go ahead and you sell us out every single time. We're not taking that crap anymore. So if you can't stand up for the fire, if you're not tough enough, get out of the way, and we'll do it ourselves. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who laid his life down for you and me. Peace.
All right, Todd Tampa. A little excited today. We will be back tonight with more. Hope you enjoyed the program today. We got a lot of information out there, especially about what happened at Heathrow Airport. I'll see you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.